duplicate the loop except initialize it to zero.
Yeah.
At the Science Museum of Virginia, a group of students talked through code that would program a generator.
But then it won't have that jerking thing.
Team member Kevin Yang describes their idea as a tree-like structure with solar panels that emerge like leaves and rotate according to the sun's position.
The way that electrical companies work is they continually supply energy even though they're not using it. So what we hope to do with our product is essentially supply the energy only when it is needed.
Yang's team is one of 15 at Earth Hacks. It's Richmond's first environmental hackathon organized by VCU students. Sanjana Paul says they were given problems focused on pollution, conservation technology, and renewable energy. The teams had 24 hours to develop solutions.
The solutions don't necessarily have to be in a specific field or a specific material. They also don't have to be complete. It's more like, can you create a proof of concept for this problem? With further development, can you actually solve this problem?
Paul worked the previous summer for the DC-based Conservation X Labs, an organization that develops tech solutions to environmental problems. Her boss suggested she bring a hackathon-style event to Virginia. With other students, she brought the idea to Dr. Stephen Fong at VCU. He embraced it.
There's some things that you can see immediately that you, as you walk down the street, and you think like, hey, I wish I could do something about that. And then there's other problems that are so pervasive, and they may be things that you don't see explicitly every day.
We should be holding environmental hackathons in our kitchens every single night.
Fong teamed up with climate scientist Dr. Jeremy Hoffman to bring the hackathon to the Science Museum.
The environmental problems that we face in the Commonwealth of Virginia are not altogether individual of Virginia, but we have such a diverse array of different environmental problems. We're looking to get to work. We want to put minds to work to understand how we solve these problems scientifically, collaboratively, with many different backgrounds represented, co-producing with the communities that they're going to be implemented in. We want this to happen. We want to have people around us that want that to happen. We want to encourage people, if it's happening here, it can happen in your neighborhood too.
Organizers were intentional about the hackathon being multidisciplinary.
Our premise for this whole thing is, hey, we want as many people involved that are just interested in environmental issues. We don't want the barrier to be for them to feel unprepared. We just want their enthusiasm and their interest to be the motivating factor.
Engineering major and hackathon co-organizer Bobby Burris says many disciplines contribute to environmental solutions. He points to the indoor air quality of classrooms.
We need people to design the interiors of rooms so then they're more open to the air so then students can actually breathe in class.
Mentors were on site all weekend helping teams develop prototypes. Recent VCU Brand Center graduate Margaret Carlos reminded teams to consider the user.
Ultimately, you're going to have to create this for a person. Who is that person, and kind of bringing design thinking into it, where you kind of look into that human center and realize that no matter how tech savvy you make it, you do need to make it for somebody who's going to be able to use it.
So we are Team Moss. I'm Sarah.
I'm George.
I'm Anisha.
I'm Sonica.
And so Moss stands for Making Our Surroundings Sustainable. So our mission...
Prototypes included improving bus routes with machine learning and using energy from moving trains to power the electric grid. Chemical engineering major Pooja Nanjanar's team earned an honorable mention.
Our project was basically about the ohia tree in Hawaii. It's recently been devastated by this fungal parasite, which has a 90% mortality rate once it's showing symptoms. So the problem we were seeking to look at was how can you detect it before it's showing symptoms so you can quarantine it and prevent the spread.
The project calls for a lot of citizen science. Bioengineering major Seti Duncan says community input is becoming more prominent in environmental solutions.
And it could really be utilized by this project because the data that's currently existing right now on the soil pH values is so old, it's over 30 years old, and that makes it difficult to come to more conclusive strategies about how we can deal with this issue.
The ohia tree is sacred in Hawaiian communities where people bury umbilical cords with the seeds of a new tree. The team emphasized that the kinds of knowledge made possible by such practice is a kind of citizen science.
My name is Brennan Shalou.
My name is Omar Karim.
My name is Panth Doshi.
After taking second place at VCU Health Hacks at the end of 2017, a team of freshmen came back for the gold. Biomedical engineering major Brennan Shalou describes Project Hotspot as an alternative to nuclear energy in Japan, which sits on multiple fault lines and is prone to earthquakes.
We decided to go with thermoelectrics, where
certain materials, when presented with a temperature difference, can create voltage. So we decided to use little chips that can produce 20 watts each, and a whole bunch of those to try to power an entire city.
Project Hotspot earned a $3,500 scholarship from the GREEN program, an experiential learning initiative that takes students overseas to develop environmental solutions. Team member Zach Hogan is eager to get to Japan, one of the program's destinations.
And I think it's super phenomenal that we kind of like used Sendai as kind of like a microcosm for all of this, because Japan is actually one of the destinations that we can go to, so we can even like present this idea right there on the forefront. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Other teams have been invited to join Conservation X Lab's digital makerspace and compete for a top prize of $20,000. For Virginia Currents, I'm Lauren Francis, WCVE News.